Egyptian military officials have said that the army has expanded its operations in North Sinai, where it is now using helicopters and tanks to fight armed militant groups.
Al-Qaeda-linked militants are playing a pivotal role in what's going on in the Sinai, and they are exploiting the underdeveloped areas in the peninsula to create insurgent strongholds.
An assault was carried out early Saturday morning against militant hideouts in the town of Sheikh Zuwaid and two nearby villages. Eyewitnesses in the area said that the army deployment on Saturday was the biggest in the area in recent years. The state-run news agency MENA says several people were killed in the attack without specifying the exact number. There have been frequent attacks by militants on gas pipelines and security forces in North Sinai since the downfall of Mubarak's regime in 2011. The violence has increased since the ouster of Morsi, leaving scores of security forces dead.
The security situation in the country is deteriorating day after day, and it's not improving at all. Everyone is complaining about extreme insecurity, not only in Sinai, but in the whole country.
Northern Sinai has been a safe haven for militants. Security in Cairo and other cities around the country has been deteriorating as well. A bomb went off, targeting the Minister of Interior last week, and another detonated in front of a Cairo police station Saturday morning without leaving any casualties.
Egyptian military spokesperson speaking on condition of anonymity said that there should be a significant decrease in attacks by militants after this latest army offensive. But in addition to the security problems in Sinai, security forces now need to deal with similar problems in the country at large. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.